It's really good game of football. Four goals, exciting for the fans. Okay, our aim and our objective, especially when we play home, is to win the games. To be fair, but I can't say that I'm not happy. To be fair, this game we could have won, we could have lost. I think the draw is fair result. We started better, and then after they score a goal, they were better than us. And then the both team, the game was like spells. Then last 15 minutes of the first half, we were all over them, and then we started better the second half. We were closer to score a second goal than them, and then suddenly after 15 minutes they were better, and then they had a couple of chances and they scored a goal. They looked dangerous, to be fair, and then after they scored again, it was all over. It was all us. So it was the game of spells. Of periods, and to be fair, that's why I think that the draw is a good result, fair result.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Take
care. Yeah, I will.
Yeah. Do you think your West Ham team have worked out exactly how to play away from home? But your
hard week for you, but good game.
He's had a tough week. Let's be fair. I was just going to ask: do you think your team has worked out how to play away from home, whereas it's still an evolving process at home?
Evolving, you know, this is a Premier League. I told you the way I'm explaining that, and I know I'm right in that. These three teams that we lost against Leicester away. It doesn't have to be home or away. Makes a difference, but it's not home or away. It is those three teams: Leicester, Bournemouth, and Norwich. There's one thing about them that they all have it. They pick their team before the season or 5 years ago. I don't know. They're picking the players. Now, don't get me wrong. They're all good players with the ball, but they're picking them based on you fit, you energetic, are you aware, are you a team player and all that. And he done a brilliant job. Bournemouth, then even Leicester. And they have brilliant quality with this guy Houlihan, with the strikers, every player on his position. Give him this space, he will pass the ball. Like Barcelona, he will pass the ball. So basically, only if you are matching them in that, then you have more chances than them. Like we matched them in the beginning, like we matched them 15 minutes at the end of the first half, like we match them 15, 20 minutes in the second half, and in the end. If you don't match, if you give them a little bit space, they take it and they pass. The question is it only do you... it's not only... It's easy to say they don't want to match that. Can you match that? You know what I mean. Maybe our XY player that is great on a ball, maybe he can't be aware. Like, if he was aware, he wouldn't be, you know what I mean, that kind of the player. But we have to demand, and we want to demand that you have to do it, because those things you can learn. You will never maybe be... one great creative player will never be Cambiasso. You know what I mean. But he can be the best him. And that's where we have a lot of space to improve.
Just one from me. Do you think that it could become a mental problem playing here because you're doing so well away from home?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you wouldn't say that if those away wins were against Leicester, Bournemouth, and them. Their away wins, they mean more because they were all against like favorites to win a championship. To be fair, home, we didn't play four and lost four. Okay, it's not good. I'm not happy with our home record. Hey, but we stopped that jinx or whatever or serial with Newcastle. So we, from last two home games, we won 4 points. So, you know, I don't want that to, and that will not become our problem, because there ain't a problem. There ain't a problem. On the other hand, we are like in a really great position if you look at the start and the table and everything.
Just to go back, you say, you know, that perhaps teams like Norwich or whatever 5 years ago picked their type of players. And I'm sure you don't mean that West Ham are missing certain types of players, do you?
No, but you can't have it both. You can ask for both.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, Dimitri Payet, why we are doing so well? It was because Dimitri Payet is doing also dirty work. But Dimitri can't do dirty work like Cambiasso is doing.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and that is it. But all that we can do is protect the players like Dimitri, surround him, protect him, and also ask from him to continue to do dirty work like he's doing. And that's the whole secret.
So at the end of today's game, you must think about Pedro Obiang. He did a great job because he came on.
He followed Houlihan, he done what I asked him to do, and he was that metronome who kept the balance and everything. You need it. But of course, we played home and we thought, okay, we want to win the game. We want to start with Moses, with Paye on his position, with Manuel, with Sako. You know, you can't have to be pair. You can't be, no matter how much we want to be, you can't be totally stable and totally dangerous in like building up or in the last turn. It's very difficult, very difficult. But we are doing that.